The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the king of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ the King. And Luke's passage here, what he gives us in showing this crucifixion scene of Jesus, is the crowning glory of our Lord. Luke, throughout his gospel, has shown that Jesus is turning the world upside down. That's from our point of view. Jesus is turning the world right side up. But here we have this upside-down narrative weaved into the entire story, that Jesus the King is being ridiculed, that even the one criminal is quite happy to ridicule Jesus. Here he has the royal cup attendant come to him. They offer him wine as he hangs on the cross. And the placard that announces his kingship is over his head, but all in this dark, ridiculing way. We see that Jesus is, in fact, the King of all, and yet his throne is the cross. The crown he wears is not a crown of gold, but a crown of thorns. That Jesus, the King of the entire universe, comes among us not to be served, but to serve. And there Jesus gives us the key for what it will take for us also to be part of his heaven-to-earth mission, for his turning-the-world-right-side-up mission. And that is that we too are made to embody the love of God and serve the people around us in love to the point of self-sacrifice. And here Jesus, who has laid his life down for us so that we could receive the love and mercy of God, animates us here today so that we might be able to extend his love and his mercy, his forgiveness, his truth and his justice to the entire world.